It's almost football season, but it's always fig season, baby. Welcome to the Fig Cave. I'm the Hot Take Kid, Phil Gentile, here in right outside of Baltimore, Maryland, Charm City, the High Noon Studios. Chilling. I got my man Nikki Thompson up in Connecticut. Enjoying some brisk weather tonight. I don't know about you up there, man, but it's real brisk.
I did not go outside, but I will say that it was dark at 8 o'clock, and man, oh, that made me fucking sad, bro.
That does make me really sad when that happens. Yeah. But really sad. I mean, it does mean fall is coming, which I love, but I don't really enjoy the picking my son up from school when it's like dark out at 5 o'clock. It's like, God.
Bro, so cliche, but having this kid, man, where the fuck did my summer go? Like, even me working at that school, like, I feel like these kids just, like, they just got rid of the dumpsters from these kids emptying their dorm rooms, and now they got the dumpsters for all their Amazon shit that's getting delivered the first week of school.
It's not cliche, man. You're a dad now. You get to make those cliches, you know? You have to just live, laugh, and love. That's what you
do. I have to get a smoker? Do I have to get a smoker? Yeah, or
you gotta click the tongs, you know, when you're outside.
I've been doing that for years, dude. I'm a tong snapper.
Tong snapper, okay.
Tong snapper.
I'm a thong snapper.
Still, huh? Still?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Be snapping thongs.
You're a big Cisco guy. Like, a lot of people don't know that about you. You have a whole Cisco podcast.
Cisco, the food company and the rapper. I like both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you are big into food distribution.
Big show here. We got a lot of reveals. Thank God to Ms. Mattel for
that's our surprise guest this week, the Big Show? Big Scoop himself?
Did I say we were going to have a surprise guest today? Or are you just saying because we had one last week?
We had one last week. I had no idea. All I see is like a third person show up on the Zoom. I was like, what is going on?
Oh, I did not prep you well for that. I'm sorry. Rob from Threadheads was supposed to come on the week before, and then I kind of had some stuff come up, family stuff come up. So shoehorned him in. And with the Bray Wyatt stuff, it was just kind of unexpected. He did, however, I told him that I had ordered my son some shirts from another company that makes wrestling figure shirts. And he's like, he messaged me afterwards. He's like, which ones did you buy for your son? I was like, they were like some Usos and Judgment Day. I don't remember which ones. And he sent my son some in the mail, which were like, I put them next to, I think I posted the picture on our Instagram. Maybe I didn't, but I will if I didn't. Of the shirts they make versus the ones from this other company, and they don't even compare. I mean,
just blows them away.
Yeah, you can tell. Like he said, they buy actual shirts from Walmart and turn them into these little tiny shirts. So, thanks to Rob from Threadheads for doing that for me. That was really cool. And we had a pretty somber episode last week. We'll be a little more jovial today.
You know us guys, we're party animals.
Yeah, we're party animals. We're here on a Thursday night. Football's about
a couple of dads hanging out in their toy rooms.
Yep, exactly.
Be a satellite.
Yep. Last day of the month. Month's over. Starting September strong. We do have some guests lined up for next month. It's coming month in September, so that'll be good. We did our Fig Cave fantasy football draft the other night. Oh, wait. Did we do it yet?
We did it yet. You guys did, son of a bitch.
We did do it.
Guys, this is my mistake. I don't know. I have a very old like Yahoo email address that I can only access like through Microsoft Edge on my laptop. It's very odd.
Wow, that's weird.
So I took forever to open the email to join it, and I think I rejoined like last year's like the league they automatically generate, not the new league that Phil created. So I am not playing this year I'm not defending my title.
But
I'm out on top, you know.
What came out of all of this is we're starting a new league, a four-person league. Me, you, Mike Lanham, and Tommy Paradise. Only kickers and defenses. The best parts of fantasy football. You know?
Yes,
this is like a cheese pizza without the crust, you know, or like a, I don't know. What? Give me another analogy here that we can like a, whatever the best parts of.
I think it's just cheese pizza. I think it's just cheese pizza.
Yeah.
No plethora of cheeses. This is a single cheese, simple Mott's pizza.
Three kickers, three defenses, four teams, head to head. We'll update you guys every week on that league. That'll be a barn burner. I don't know how
Are we doing full team trades at some point?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I was thinking we could even add like one defensive player. You know, get like a TJ Watt in there or something weird. I wish you could do punters on there. You can't do punters on Yahoo. That would be fun.
I remember one year you were allowed a defensive player, and I had Cromartie, and it was like the year that he ran back like,
oh god,
9 touchdown. Like, it was just like, it just was like a bonus. It was like a bonus. Like,
yeah.
Never really hurt you.
No, no. Yeah, because he's just positive and nothing negative could ever happen, you know?
Yeah.
Unless he fumbled or something. But yeah, we do have that going on. So we have a good crew in there, except for Nick in the league. Throwing down, we'll have to do a cool prize.
Well, I'm writing my own grades. Once you let me in that league, I'm going to be writing grades, and they're going to rescind what Yahoo sent you the next day.
Yeah, sign up right before next year's draft starts. but yeah, a lot of Mattel reveals as of today, which is cool. We got I think that was yesterday. They dropped some new stuff. They also put some stuff up for pre-order on Ringside, and our friends Wrestling Collector Shop. We'll get into all that. And a bunch of news from around the podcasting world. So let's get into it. We also want to talk about somebody in our group brought up the question of our top 5 comfort TV shows. So I want to talk about that with you, because that got my wheels turning. Because I am a creature of habit when it comes to TV shows. Now that you have streaming and all this stuff,
it was hard for me to find 3, 4, and 5.
Really?
Yeah, I have 2 automatic that. I suppose before I started dating Zoe, it was just like these 2 shows ran on my computer nonstop, no matter what time of day, like just through iTunes, every episode was downloaded. So
now it's like all the shows that I used to watch a lot are now in like reruns. So like on a Monday night when it's wrestling, Monday Night Football, and then like the 4 of the shows on my list are all playing at the same time. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just like. And then my wife, of course, will make me watch some awful movie that I can't watch any of that stuff. And she'll fall asleep 10 minutes in. So that's good. So we'll talk about that, our comfort TV shows at the end of the show. Let me pull up our notes here. We can get started here. Our friends J&J Figures every Friday at 1. I know they do some other random days here and there, or maybe they're on a schedule better than I know. I know they pop on Sundays too.
They're pretty consistent with Friday, and then B, which I think is one of their girlfriends, does like when or what? Maybe wife. I'm not sure. Yeah. Apologize, Jay, old and Jay, young Jay. But B does like a Bargain Wednesday, and they do like a Sunday night show. But they're like alternating.
Yep.
But Friday's consistent.
Very fun, very entertaining. So check them out, J&J Figures on Whatnot. They're also on Instagram and Twitter. Good sponsors of us here and friends of the show. I'm going to try to get them on maybe next month at some point. At least one of the J's, either old J or both J's can come on. I don't care. Have all 4 of us talking at the same time. Be like a Fox News show with just people yelling at each other. So check them out. Love those guys. I think they're the Major Brothers now. They can't do Whatnot. Won't let you do joint shows anymore where there's 2 people broadcasting.
So, Omega Level Toys Collectibles owner Travis Hotard kind of explained what was going on here. So anybody doesn't know, the Major Pod guys, all 3 of them, we on the stream, they all sell stuff. And how Whatnot lets you combine shipping, you know, you get cheap shipping on your 2nd or 3rd item. Well, these guys are shipping from 3 different spots.
Yeah.
So they could then break the shipping up so they can get 3 labels if you bought from all 3 guys.
Okay.
And Whatnot used to kind of eat the cost of that because they wanted bigger names. But now that they're catching on, they have a lot of other people, they won't let you break the cost. It actually, the guys have to pay for it.
Oh. Okay.
So that's why now they're doing like, hey, it's Matt at 6:30 and Brian at 7. And they kind of raid into each other's shows.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of crazy that how that works. But
it was cool.
But I understand Whatnot's side. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
They're losing $6, you know, $6 per customer.
Yep.
Every time they break it up. So
for sure. SummerSlam. We didn't talk about SummerSlam last week. I'm so lost in like the days because SummerSlam was the week before. We now have a pay per view.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking of All In was last week from Wembley. Did you watch any of that?
No. It's all YouTube. It's all YouTube or Instagram. Yeah, like I'm not pirating or anything, but if it's like whoever puts out like AEW puts out like all these highlights, or it's like Snapchat used to do like top 10 Raw moments, Instagram stuff. Yeah. Like that's how I keep up on it. Like if it's not good enough for like a Instagram reel, then I'm probably not watching it.
Yeah. I did not watch it, but looked like they had a shitload of people in there, so that was cool. I did watch some of the highlights of Dynamite this week. Didn't seem like that. I talked about this in our group chat. I don't know if they really capitalize on the buzz of having like the largest wrestling crowd of all time, because now they're turning around and doing
because this pay-per-view looks, I looked at it, it just looks like the most makeshift.
Yeah, I mean, and how would
it looks like? It looks like two, like how they used to do Dynamite. They'd be like, oh, week one of Winterfest, and winter's coming and winter's going. Like 2 weeks in a row, they'd have like theme shows. It just looked like a combined theme show.
How would you not make it makeshift when there was just a pay-per-view 10 days ago? It's hard to, I don't know why
they didn't use, maybe I'm wrong, they didn't use any matches to like, oh, we need to resettle this on next Saturday. Like, this needs to be in a cage. This needs to be,
Because now FTR and the Bucks are teaming up, which I'm assuming is because of CM Punk being suspended again. We didn't talk about that. Jesus Christ. CM Punk now suspended again. I feel like after every pay-per-view he does.
Is that official he's suspended, or is it just there?
I've seen it from multiple Twitter accounts run by 15-year-olds, so it has to be official, I think. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's official anymore. I don't follow.
I'm sorry. This is so stupid, guys. I'm Team Punk here. First of all, everybody get mad. Like, how he controls his workplace. Like, oh, he doesn't want certain people there. You know what? I for my company, I'm the representative on that college campus, and I don't want certain other coworkers on my campus. It's that simple. It's done the way I want, and I don't really want certain people there. I totally get it. I don't want people touching any of my shit.
He knows the people that are going to act professional and the ones that aren't. I mean, the fucking Cucamonga kids and all these guys from the Elite. The report was that he got to London. No one was there to pick him up from the airport. He tried to call the transportation AW's like travel coordinator. He didn't answer. Sent him to voicemail. So Punk had to take the train on his own, got lost trying to find the hotel. This is the biggest star that you have, right? And of course, the guy that does all the travel coordinating, he's on that Being the Elite fucking YouTube show, or he's friends with the Bucks.
Yep.
So of course he's gonna shit and not help out Punk. But like, come on, dude. Like,
how did Punk not go Instagram live on all this? He does have social media.
Yeah.
Like, he does sneak things in there. Like, it would have been like if he did an Adventures of CM Punk today.
Oh man.
As pissed as he was, that more people would be on his side to witness him do it. But it just seems like they're like, it's those nerds in class like that are antagonizing. I'm not saying nerds because they sit in the front and ignore anything, but it's those punk kids in class that they want to throw something at you, and then you get caught when you turn around and throw something back.
Exactly.
He bumped into me.
Because
Mr. Phil, he bumped into me.
Collision's been fine. When he's been on it and he has the people that are on it that he likes, he doesn't have the fucking Jungle Boys and all these people on it. They're on the fucking Dynamite show with the losing ratings. And Collision's a pretty watchable like wrestling show. It's been good. But, and it's always someone is trying to poke the fucking bear and talk shit to him. I mean, Punk, and what Punk doesn't do, Punk does not just let it slide off his back. That's his problem. He will not fuck. If you stir the shit with him, he is going to get in your face and call you out on it. And people don't like that, you know? People like to be able to troll and poke and do shit and no one respond out of fear, you know? So he doesn't give a shit. So
it's ever since remember he was in the crowd, WWE Raw, like the kid, somebody's like slapping him on his shoulder. And he turned around and just fucking slugged the guy.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck you.
Fuck it. So I don't know what'll happen with that. Supposedly he got into it with Jungle Boy, got into it with Miro. I don't know. I just feel like he's just been cursed there since he had some banger matches, early on.
Yeah.
But with the injury and the suspensions and, you got to think there's a ton of people in Tony Khan's ear to just get rid of him, all those guys. And it would probably be the easier thing instead of pissing off all these. As much as I like Punk to probably stay there and keep doing good work, it's him versus probably half the locker room at this point.
So fucking bring him over to Impact where they're more professional.
Oh my God, he would kill there, dude. He'd fucking rally the troops there, dude. Yeah, for sure. I would love that.
Yeah, I think people would love that name recognition over there. So, or those guys, I think, would appreciate it.
Before we get into the reveals, Legends, this happened right after we recorded last week, I think the day after, maybe. Legends, Mattel Legends went down to $13.79 at Target. That's the Brother Love Undertaker D'Lo Wave, and if you bought one, they told me the last 2 weeks you can price adjust if you bring your receipt or just your Target app on your phone. I thought it was like a month or 2 months that you could do
it. Yeah, you know, I did the chat, and they said, oh, this is too old. We can't price match it. So,
oh, shit.
I am just I mean, of course, they threw me a little gift card for sorry for your inconvenience, but...
Oh, that's nice.
I just bought the $13.79 ones, and now I'm going to take the shittier ones, and I'm going to return them for the full price from when I did buy it, so...
Okay, yeah.
I'll win twice, brother.
Well, so do you have record of it that you bought it? I mean...
The app, yeah. It has all your transactions. Oh, yeah. If you
went to customer service at the store and said you were going to do that, they would probably just give you the money back, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I'm just going to... I bought second and third, or I bought second sets of each one, so I'll just return them.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way to do it. So yeah. I would assume that next set of Legends is coming out soon because they're discounting those down. I would assume maybe in the next month or so we'll see that $13.79 go down to that $6.59 or whatever it is. So...
What is the next set? It's not the Hogan set already, is it?
No, I think it's...
No, that's 21. It's...
Mr. Perfect Million Dollar Man set, maybe, with the Bob Cardona head?
Oh, correct. Yep. Correct, yeah.
I forget who else is in that. We'll talk about the new pack. I guess we can talk about the new packaging where they showed it off on this Mattel Reveals video on WWE.com.
Yeah, I saw it in the panel at WrestleMania when I went.
Oh, that's right. You did go to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
It was okay. It was all right. Yeah.
I should have gone. I didn't even know. I didn't know. I never know when they have that WrestleMania. They don't talk about it too much.
Well, you know what it is they always book WrestleMania right with the second pay-per-view. You always forget which, you know, just like AEW. Yeah. They always do them a week apart.
Yeah, it's good money. They do WrestleMania 1 week and then Mania Wrestle the next week.
Yeah.
This new packaging is very similar to the new Defining Moments packaging.
Yeah.
Which is reminiscent to the old Elite packaging from like Elite 1 to 1 to 1 to 10 or something. But I'm a little bummed that and you are probably too, that we have our stuff MOC mint on card displayed sideways in the package. There's no side profile of the wrestlers on the box. Instead, it's behind the wrestler looking over their shoulder, almost like a stalker would, like from afar in the box, if you want to look at some pictures.
Yeah, it's like the old spaghetti. Bob and Tim. What was that show? Tim Heidecker.
Tim.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. So this is Hulk Hogan, Andre, Iron Sheik, and Jimmy Hart. This is Elite Legend Series 21. What are we on now? I'm not nearby mine.
I think we're on, I got it right here, 19 is what is Taker, yes. Taker and the Nation, guys. Yeah.
So the next set is the last set in the old box. So I don't know what I'm going to do with these. Obviously, I can get Jimmy Hart to sign that one, but it's going to look weird displayed with the ones I currently have. I'm complete on all the Legends. I will probably get these, but that is a little deterrent for me because I like to be able to display them that way. It's the best, space-wise to get stuff on the shelf. And it's not going to look as cool when it's just a black background with the words, someone's name on it. So
it was hard because I was like, I'm out on 20. I'm out after that. And then 21 is a fire set, dude. Like,
it is a fire set. So
as the kids say, fire. But Andre Hogan, Sheik, and it's great. It's a hell of a set. Yeah, so
it's definitely not mid. You know, it's pretty on fleek. Mid, yeah. It's on fleek, I think.
There's a great SNL sketch, man, where it's they're in the ER.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, how's my bestie doing? Is my bestie going to make it? And even the doctor speaks like these kids. It's just, it's ridiculous, but it's very funny.
Some would love that, probably. Yeah. That's how his friends talk.
I'll translate it for you.
Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Iron Sheik, and Jimmy Hart are Legends Series 21. Do you think these hit before the end of the year? I mean, it's only, it's September now when you hear this. So
it's got to, right?
Probably the holidays.
They announced this like right at Comic-Con, like when they announced the Warrior Ultimate and the Hogan 3-pack,
yeah,
which are both set for January on my Target app.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that means that they're going to get pushed back that far or if they're going to come in before that. But what are we? End of August.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I pre-ordered that Million Dollar Man like 2 years ago. I know it hasn't been that long, but it's probably been like...
I think right after Black Friday we might see these.
Yeah, because, I mean, we can't go 4 months with only one more set of Legends. I mean, Target's not going to allow that. So, yeah, we should see these by the end of the year, at least up for pre-order. So, Because there'd be nothing on the pegs at Target if they only. I mean, the I don't see much of the series now. The Kama D'Lo Brother Love series. I don't see a ton.
I'm seeing. Are all the Taker boxes trashed where you are?
I'm seeing
entire boxes. They're destroyed. Entire cases.
I haven't noticed it, but I did had to like search for a Kama that was not really bad because I needed to get one of those. For a sign,
you just get stacked up. Weird, like, yeah. But yeah, Kama and Brother Love, like, so D'Lo was like all you could find. Now I can't find a D'Lo because I can't. Mm-hmm. If I can't find a D'Lo, I can't get the price adjust.
Yeah,
but Kama and Brother Love are pretty abundant and Taker, but not Mint. So,
yeah, well, if I see one, I'll definitely grab ski it for you.
Oh, no, I got it, you know, yeah.
Still. We saw that. We also saw mint on card packages for the Elite 105 series, which is the Dominic Mysterio Judgment Day. I think it's Carmelo Hayes. I think Io Sky, a bunch of folks. But the main point here is the box has shifted. I don't know if these have the artwork on the side either, dude, because they have. If I'm looking at it,
I guess here, I didn't see the full box.
I haven't seen it either, but it has. I guess even the current elites still have the like kind of a profile picture of them on plus on the side too. So I can hold out hope that these are still good. But the main talking point here is this plastic window continuing to shrink here. You can't see, I would say, from the knees down. You can't see the figure, and I'm assuming they're going to probably try to hide some of the accessories down there. Maybe if stuff comes with other things. I think people will not like this because of the autograph factor. I think it'll be tough to get a good autograph on these. It's severely shrunken the plastic window down. And I just don't
now like... you're completely covering the wrestler when you sign.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, you wouldn't be able to see the wrestler at all. And I just feel like the colors they've used, the white and red kind of bluish look, it just looks kind of cheesy, kind of cheap. But maybe I'll get used to it over time. What are your thoughts? What do you like
better? No, it has a very basic
feel
to it. Very basic carding. I mean, I get this is how we keep the window. Is that a did they give up? Is there a plastic window from the top?
There is. There's a little tiny plastic window on the top, which could be all we get eventually. Maybe that's what all we're gonna get, and then they're gonna close up that front window. But they had to have seen, like, G.I. Joe is now, Marvel is going back to the plastic window after going windowless.
They better re-release that slaughter, dude, when they get the window back. They have to.
What window? The
Ultimate? No, as Hasbro, no, as Classified.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, that one they have to. Yeah, that's a must.
It's so disappointing. It's so gross. It's horrible. Like,
no, it is, and it's going to lead to a lot of shoplifting and people switching stuff out, sending stuff back to Amazon. And all that.
Liked all that. I think it was Alex West. I think posted that he got he ordered one of the Hogan takeovers from the Amazon warehouse, like the returns warehouse.
Yep.
His was perfect, but there was some really bad ones out there.
Yeah,
just Reebok shit, and that's with a window. So you can imagine with no window, it's got to be horrible. There's seven rocks.
I need to go on that. It's hard to find it on the app, but if you go onto Amazon on your computer or your laptop or something, you can go to the drop down at the top.
Yeah.
Go to warehouse and I just search WWE Elite, and you can find. They're underused, I guess, but they're you can find some money scores on here for less than $10 if you really search. The box might be messed up or something, but if you're a loose collector, it's pretty good. But yeah, you run the risk of somebody switching stuff out, kind of shitty, but there's shitty people out there. So yeah, new box designs coming. This 105 will probably, it's been up for pre-order for a while. I've had it pre-ordered. I would assume it's going to ship out sometime in September if they're already showing us mint on card pictures. So that probably won't hit stores until I would say January, February, March. At this point, I mean, what are you seeing? Right, what are you seeing in stores? I'm seeing 100. I don't even know what's in 101. Is that the Cody series? I saw that.
Dude, outside of that shipper, outside of like the shippers that people got, like I saw, what is it? 102 is the one with Edge and Rhea and Gunther.
Yep.
I see that plenty, but like anything else dedicated, like I don't know, Target. I have Target. I haven't seen any of the 100s. I don't think I've seen any 98 or 99 either.
No, besides Legends. If they wouldn't have the Legends, they have nothing new.
Yeah, Target got like that 100 shipper, and that's all you've seen. And then Walmart, in addition to the shipper, I've only seen 102.
Yeah, if I saw that Stardust, I'd probably pick it up. That's in 103.
Yeah.
That Chase. It's still up on Ringside. $34.99, though.
Target might just... They just might just be backstocked. That warehouse has got to be insane.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's got to be bad. Because Walmart doesn't have, like, a series... I guess they had Ruthless Aggression, but that wasn't... You know, Target's constantly getting those Legends in and pumping them out, so... They might just think, yeah, the pegs are full. You know, we don't need anything else out there. 104 is... I got my Braun Breaker from... You know, Amazon gets stuff a lot sooner than some of these box stores. I got a Braun Breaker Elite 104 from Amazon. It was probably up there for a second. I think I saw it when Fig Heel posted a link to it or something. I mean, that's not going to show up at stores for a while. I got my Solo Sokoa already. That's on back.
Yeah, I saw that he was there. I saw he was regular price. I wonder if he's still up there right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're listening to our podcast, you got to know about Ringside and Wrestling Collector Shop. Funny thing is, Wrestling Collector Shop right now for the next 48 hours, if you're listening to this on September 1st, they're doing a 48-hour sale, 25% off all pre-orders if you use the code September pre-order. And they do this quite often. I would say every month or two. And this is where I get a lot of the stuff I pre-order. It comes a little bit slower than Ringside, right, Nick Thompson?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you're getting the Ultimates. I think somebody in the Major Pod group commented on my post that they ordered the Kurt Angle Ultimate and got it for $34 shipped. I mean, dude, that's retail price in your state.
If you're in a tax state, which most of them, you know, you're already saving money.
Saving that cash. So I'm
there. I don't want to give it away, but their eBay store is fantastic as well. Like, I think I paid $27 for the Randy after shipping.
Wow. Nice.
So yeah, I think I grabbed him and KO 101. I think KO cost me all of $11 on top of it. So
Nice.
Also, if you're a Major Bendy's person, there's really good prices for those too.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. Into them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we saw those. There was some other. Why are Basics still allowed to have the whole plastic window though? If Elites can't, it doesn't make too much sense to me. Are they doing that on purpose because it's for kids and they want?
Is it because it's less paper or less cardboard?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Like until they go, unless they're going to go full bubble at some point that slides off, but then that's you're asking for.
Have you seen the pictures of this Seth Rollins suited figure in like a, I don't even know what you call it, like a glittery, clear, like a translucent, glittery suit? I don't remember him ever wearing this.
It's not the light blue. Hold on.
It's a new one. It's a basic. It's similar to that suited one he had, but it's like, almost looks like a Barbie outfit or something. Obviously, it's a hard.
Is this on Ringside?
It's on Ringside, yeah. I mean, I'm just on I'm on a Kyle Peterson video, just pausing it here because he did a reveals video. Check out Kyle Peterson's YouTube. Great source for intel from the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Wait, is that? Ugh.
Like a periwinkle, like a glittery periwinkle suit or something. I don't remember him ever wearing this.
I don't doubt him wearing it. Oh, I see. If you look at the back, I see what they were going for.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you look at the back, it kind of...
For the box, you mean?
Yeah, the back of that package on ring... If you go to Ringside.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, whatever. It's a basic. That's a lot for... A lot of work for a basic, so...
That's the one with the new articulation, so that's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Now, does this mean Nash is going to be willing to take basics, or he's just still going to...
He's almost switching. He has a little display of his Ultimates now. Because I think, who gave him an AJ Styles? I think Tom gave him an AJ Styles Ultimate. I gave him a Jeff Hardy, or vice versa. And he's got an Undertaker that my sister gave him. So he's got them all displayed up now. So He's got that right in front of the TV. He's got the Ultimate Warrior that you gave him, the Superstars one, right next to the Ultimate Warrior He-Man Master of the Universe one. So he's got something going on down here. Yeah. Can't stop him. But yeah, I mean, he's maybe I'll buy one of these new basics to see the articulation, because you sometimes you get some outfits, or if he really wants an LA Knight figure or Pat McAfee, that'll be the way to go, you know. So we'll see. Can't hurt.
I can't wait for the Miz as LA Knight.
Oh, that would be I want. I heard a lot of people talking about that this week. We got a bunch of new pre-orders on Ringside and also Wrestling Collector Shop. Like I said, 25% off over there. And you get the bonus points. You get points every time you log into the website, points every time you buy something. You use those points for $10 or $5 or $15 off an order. Only thing that sucks is you can't use those with a promo code.
Yeah, you can't stack them. So,
what I do is just wait till I get $25 built up, buy an ultimate, and you know, you get it for basically less than $10 for an ultimate.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
Elite Greatest Hits Series 3. This is a whole mouthful.
Brutus. Yeah, there were 45 people in this set, so here we go.
They could not narrow this down at all. Brutus Beefcake, this is the Legends that ended up going to like Ollie's.
Was Target, the app, yep. the app only, which is a fantastic figure.
Roddy Piper, John Nada. Bray Wyatt from the Ultimate Deletion. Now, that's a figure that's never come out before.
Which is a weird, odd place to release it, I think.
Yes,
but.
It is. That would have been a cool like Ringside exclusive with a cool box art or something. The Rock from Scorpion King from that Hollywood series.
I'm so pissed that you got that. You or anybody's able to get this now, because I had to chase it down in Canada.
I do not have it, but I want the one with the actual box. I don't want this re-release.
That thing is, to me, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
If you're a loose collector, it's fine. But to me, it's like, this is not the same as that fucking those Hollywood peg warmers.
Earthquake and Typhoon. This is their Natural Disaster Days. It looks like they probably come with the Winged Eagle, not Winged Eagle, but the old school tag straps. R-Truth Elite and a Seth Rollins Shield, kind of blonde dyed hair look. So 8 people in this. I don't know if they just had a bunch of these that they knew people were trying to find on eBay that they wanted to get out there, like the Roddy and the Beefcake and the Rock. Just threw them in, but these are all available for pre-order now. Any of them you do not have that you're going to grab. I am not buying any of these. I own the John Nada and the Beefcake, and I own
this is a lot of people that should have been 2 sets. That's all I'm going to say. Just sneak 2 more people in there, make it 2 sets.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to split it up? You know, I feel like people are more likely to buy. They're not going to buy the whole set for $8. You know.
Well, how big is this case going to be? They're not going to do one of each, are they?
They would have to. I mean, Ringside's selling the whole case for like $225.
I'll probably grab this Bray, because it's the only way you're ever going to get it.
Yeah, I probably will get that.
Because it was their release. I have the Rock. I have the other ones from the top. I would get Earthquake and Typhoon. I don't have them in any form. I mean, I have the Shark, and I have... I had Tugwell, but I think I sold it to Kayfabe for a signing. And I still want the Shockmaster Comic-Con, but that price only goes up and up.
Yeah, I want that too. All right, so I said before the show I wasn't going to get any of these reveals we're about to talk about. I've already said I'm going to get the Bray, but I'm going to hold strong to that. Next one is I think these are basics. The WrestleMania 40 series. This is Rollins, Batista, Reigns. And
yeah, if it says series, it's basics, okay. Yeah.
People are pissed at this. They were getting a Muhammad Ali referee basic only weeks after having to pre-order and order a Ultimate Edition double box set, which for me and you, we don't care. We collect the Ultimates, but if somebody's trying to build that set, I don't know if you need an Ultimate referee Muhammad Ali, if you can get a basic of it, especially with the new articulation, but... I'm not getting any of these. I don't know what look these are going to be in, but this is kind of a top guys basic set, which is good for basics.
Yeah, I'm not a basics person. I mean, unless it's like there's some gems out there, like the Hogan for the WrestleMania Hogan from what, last year, or the year before, the Rock with the vest.
Uh huh.
And then some of the suited ones that you kind of tell me about, like the MVP, that is worth way more than $10.
That's a cool thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at my small collection. Yeah.
Survivor
Series. I have like 10 basics, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're not bad for what they are. If they do a good job of getting some outfits out that you never get in Elite form, so it's good. Survivor Series Elite Series 2023. Kevin Owens, Shawn Michaels with the Doo-Doo Brown outfit when he won the title in the Elimination Chamber. Jerry the King Lawler. I would say probably the best iteration of an Attitude Era Jerry the King Lawler that we've ever gotten, right?
Yep.
We've gotten like the new gen one with the blue outfit, and then we had his that Hall of Fame one was kind of like a before WWE outfit, so that's cool. And then a Charlotte
Flair. Yeah, with the full sideburns and the thick beard, yeah.
Yep. Charlotte Flair Elite, which we haven't gotten a Charlotte Flair Elite in quite a while, so that's a pretty cool set. Again, I'm not getting any of these. If I was an Attitude Era guy collector, that Jerry the King Lawler would be gotten. I'm trying to see what the Build-A-Figure is for this. I think it might be the Nicholas.
This is the Bulldog.
This is the Bulldog and Jeans Build-A-Figure, which I did not need either. But if you do need that Bulldog Build-A-Figure, you can actually buy it individually on a wrestling collector shop. They sell some loose figures. So what they'll do is they'll separate them out and then sell you the Build-A-Figure parts at a higher rate, but then you don't have to buy all these figures. It kind of works out for everybody. Are you getting any of these?
As I reduce elites, I am still kind of in on the Build-A-Figures, like to buy the whole sets, the pay-per-view sets. But these end up on Ringside pretty well, pretty decent discount for the sets.
Yep, I would see these going pretty cheap in another year or so, for sure. Maybe not the Jerry the King, but the other ones, you know, I could see.
But yeah, it's like I don't mind buying Sean or Jerry, but Liv and KO are not going to move.
Here's the one I think is going to be Peg Warman City. This is a Elite 40 series Trish Stratus. This one she had the dark brown hair. It was kind of a heel, I believe. The Rock, John Cena. I think this is from the match they had with each other. In like Orlando or Miami, one of the two. Maybe I'm wrong on that. It is? Okay, that's good.
I think Miami and New York was the first time they were in New York, New Jersey at a City Field or MetLife.
MetLife. And then Pat McAfee, first time Elite. I might get that McAfee. I don't really have a place for him, but I think it's be a cool. I don't know how many Elites he's going to get, so might be cool to get. This is a set I think is just going to peg warm pretty hard, man. What say you? Do you think this is? And this is the one that comes with the Nicholas Build-A-Figure tag team belt.
Yeah, I think McAfee will move, but I mean, Trish's last figure sat the 85. You could get the Chase at any store for 6 months afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then the Rock, I mean, dude, you know what's weird? The Hollywood Rock, as well as the Attitude Era Rock, both of them are like the last standing. In the not Hollywood Rock, WrestleMania Rock. No, WrestleMania Rock.
Oh, but that Ruthless Aggression is Peg Warman too.
Yeah. Well, they triple pack that thing as opposed to the other two guys got what, one or two? Like,
yep.
That's a lot. So,
yeah. Surprised we didn't see any Ultimates here on this reveal or this pre-order because I don't know what's coming up after.
Well, no, this is the first. I mean, it doesn't show as much of a reveal, but this is the first time that you've been able to pre-order Kurt, Bianca, and Bobby, right?
Pre-orders
haven't been up, have they?
No, they've been up for about a month. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
They were up the last time that Wrestling Collector Shop did this pre-order thing. I guess maybe an August or July pre-order thing, yeah.
But they're still not coming for for months, right?
October, I think. Another month.
All right.
October, November, yeah.
I can finally go to a Kurt Angle signing. Once I have the Ultimate.
Yep. I'm going to get that signed for sure. But I didn't pre-order any of them. I don't think it's going to be hard to get any of them because there's no Chase. I think the three will show up at Targets. And that Bianca will go on sale. I mean, we saw the freaking AJ Styles and Roman Reigns go on sale. You think these won't go on sale? Lashley and Bianca?
No, they all will.
Yeah,
they all get discounted to a point. Like I feel bad. Like Bianca is toyetic. Her figure, like they should sell. But like, what was it, 91 in the blue? And even her previous one, I think, which was 81, they just sat forever.
Yeah.
yeah, on the shelves. Like that, I had that Walmart that I talked about that closed down the street for me. Like,
yeah,
I think that was the last Elite they had for forever.
Especially an Ultimate, because I don't see parents buying them for their kids. You know, I think it's more hardcore collectors getting them. So,
but it's gonna be a good one to get signed because Fitterman does have her for different events, like for the pay per view. She is one of the people that signs every time. So
yeah, it'd be cool. Yeah, I mean, she definitely does more signings as far as like WrestleMania events and stuff like that. So that will be cool. So those are all the newest pre-orders up on Ringside. It is nice when they do pre-orders and it's nothing really. How did I miss this? Basic Series 142, Top Dollar, Honky Tonk Man, Charlotte Flair, Undertaker, and a Hulk Hogan with jeans kind of workout WrestleMania montage.
Oh, I kind of want that. Yeah, I kind of need that.
That's pretty cool. That is cool. The Top Dollar might be. I cannot believe this guy is getting a wrestling figure. Like I'm surprised he was brought back, and now I'm even more surprised that they made a wrestling figure of him. He is
unathletic as fuck. I don't care.
A loudmouth fuck. He used to play for the Terps. He does some like radio around here sometimes.
And oh, really?
Podcasts. Yeah, he does like a wrestling podcast, like kind of like what we do, like but about like wrestling. I don't know if he still does it now that he works there. It would be pretty funny. It's an awful pot. I mean, he's just awful to listen to. I mean, he thinks he's like the shit, and he is like so awful to watch on television. I think it's one of the. I mean, he's got like go away heat for me. I don't know. I don't see him ever being anything. You know.
But, I'm looking at all these. I'm looking at his Wikipedia with these short ass stints with all these teams.
Oh yeah, practice squad.
Yeah, 2 days, 3 days, 2 days, 3 days, 1 year, IR, IR.
Yeah, it's more than I ever made anything. So, not that I ever played football, but you know, it's probably cool. Yeah, Ultimate 19 is up on Ringside. These are estimated early. Oh shit, that Kurt Angle is back ordered till mid December. Let's check it out on our friends at Wrestling Collector Shop. Let's see when they...
Yeah, but that just means that we're going to get it in the store before that.
Oh, true.
That is the next one, right? That Yeah, because yeah, yeah. 18 was Randy.
Early November. What fucked up with me is I somehow have two logins for Wrestling Collector Shop. You know how on your phone where it automatically just logs you in sometimes?
Yeah.
So, like, I had a bunch of points built up for one of them, and then it... I had set up a new account or something and screwed myself over. So I got two logins. I get Troy to fix that for me, but I'm logging in now. I got to see if I have any other orders. I forget what I've ordered from them. No, don't have anything pending here. I need to get that Kurt. That's the only one I'll get early just because I'm a big Kurt Angle fan, but that would look cool signed. That's a cool figure. Not my ideal Kurt Angle. I would hope it had a little more pizzazz to it, but like yeah. The title, like the gold medals. I think it's cool. So,
is that red with the straps down? Is that wait?
No, I don't think. I think it's just.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just.
It's not going to be soft goods, is it?
It's just a render right now. Oh, the picture they're showing is just the booty shorts, like a short shorts. Does not show a singlet, which is maybe what's. You know what, Nick Thompson? That's might be why I don't like this because he's not wearing a singlet. What is this from that he does not have a singlet on?
No, if you click on his the Ringside, it's he's got the singlet.
No, I'm looking at it right now. I'm on Ringside.
Yeah, scroll over.
Oh yeah, he does have that soft goods singlet. Ugh. I never thought I would say that about soft goods, but it just never doesn't look right sometimes.
No, I would rather have it how people complain about Andre, like, oh, when you turn him, like the singlet doesn't line up, but you know what? The soft goods looks way worse.
Yeah. Yeah, it just makes it look fake. It doesn't like...
How are you going to do Lashley and give him the U.S. title?
Yeah. Yeah. For his ultimate figure.
Come on. I mean, it's as bad as the RK Bro hoodie for Randy. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what you pointed out his Randy's whole career, is you pointed out the RK Bro.
Fucking tag team run he had for 6 months.
Now, I could see Randy saying, I love it, you know, that this is what I want, because everybody says how happy he was during the RK-Bro run, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Or they started it before, right before it, as it started.
And Bianca with no title? You better figure that out, too.
Yeah, I'm totally against. I think they should all have a title. And if anybody 100%, does not,
yeah,
anybody does not have a title, they should not even be getting an old ultimate figure. If you've never had a world title,
yeah,
completely ridiculous. Besides Gobbledygooker, he's fine. He should have won the strap.
Yeah. for his run.
But yeah, I would assume Ultimate 20. We haven't even heard who's that going to be. I mean, when's the next reveals? Maybe a Ringside Fest or something. Surprised we didn't even get like some names of what.
Did they talk about it? Is that going to be the glow in the dark Bray?
God damn it! You're right. You're right.
Is that what it is?
It is.
I don't know if there's three people in the set.
There's going to be three in every set going forward, but I think they've only told us about him. Maybe somebody else? We gotta go back and listen to our old... That's why we need an intern. We need a goddamn intern.
Rey, Roman, and Asuka.
Rey, Roman? What about Bray? Oh, Bray, Roman, and Asuka. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's another three that I will not be pre-ordering. Maybe that Bray. I might have to get that Bray, actually.
Bray to get that early. Roman, there's just going to be a ton of them.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Asuka's going to be, dude, if they do that jacket, that's going to be a hell of an ultimate.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, it'll be beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. She deserves it for sure, too.
But also, it's weird that it's going to be this new, when is it, Kana? Is that her, is that the identity that she is right now?
Have they said that like on
the
TV?
Scary? I don't know. That's what, I just go with what DJ calls her.
Okay.
But,
yeah. I mean, that's what she used to be called, I think.
But that's not Asuka. Like, it should be the look that you've had for the prior 10 years before that.
No, but if she's whatever. Got, if she has the, yeah, I don't think she's, it would be too updated to do that newer look. Yeah. Who knows?
You can do the fate. You could, yeah, well, you can do different heads. A
separate head.
If you
really
wanted to.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have the Kurt Angle pre-order, so I need to get on that. I don't have it on either of my multiple Wrestling Collector Shop logins here, so. Check them out, WrestlingCollectorShop.com, guys, and usually we have a promo code from our buddies at the Run-In Podcast. That gets you 10% off, but right now it's 25% off. I mean, it's really a no-brainer if you're going to be ordering these figures. And you're saving, I think, $10, $36.99. Yeah, so.
I wish they had two letters at the end there. Like if you're like, oh, it's September pre-orders, RI, like for Run-In or Run. Just so they know who's sending those people there their way.
That is true. Yeah, because the Running guys do a good job of promoting them. What else? Okay, I think, let me check. We have some more non-Mattel news, I think. I tried to see if there was any good reveals from All In Weekend over in London. I didn't see anything. Did I miss this completely, or?
No, they did was the Jamie Hayter exclusive, the Shop AEW. 1 out of 1,000, which I think is actually going to be pretty valuable.
Yeah,
they were only letting people do one. Allegedly, they were going through, and if you ordered two, you weren't getting the second one.
Wow.
Good which time. I think is bullshit. I think if you get in line and do it again, and you went through all that hassle, and other people didn't get it in time, oh well.
Yeah. But I mean, then put yourself in that. If it's something you really would have wanted and you didn't get it, and you see other people getting two of them, it would piss me off. You know,
you know what? If if there's 1,000 of them and then 200 people got two, you know what? I probably wasn't going to get there quick enough to beat the additional 200 either. So.
Sorry, I'm taking my thing off the mic stand here. I want to lean back. So, yeah, that's really weird to me. I know they're doing some reveals at StarCast this next weekend for their pay-per-view in Chicago. So maybe we'll see some new stuff from them there. But that, I'm assuming, would have been a pretty good platform for them. No, it's out of the country. It'll be weird hours. Wouldn't be on, you know, U.S. hours. But, man, do something. Do something.
They could have announced, like, I don't know, even if it was, like, lame and you kind of did, like, Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
Or something, like, you know.
Yeah.
Something specific to the event, specific to, the, you know, Europe, England.
I'm trying to think if there was Soraya with a Union Jack flag box or something like they kind
of. Jamie Hayter got. So.
Yeah, true. Makes sense. So yeah, we'll see. I'm sure next week we'll have some stuff. Is that this weekend that pay per view?
Oh yeah, just getting bookend here, brother.
Just booking it up. Yeah, we got a WWE one on Saturday and an AEW one on Sunday.
It's too much. It's too much wrestling for me.
Too much. It is way too much. I will be watching on Saturday, though.
Yeah.
I guess we can talk about that pay-per-view later. Our friend of the podcast, Steve Ozer, confirmed the next Mattel Creations drop will not be an Ultimate Edition, which I'm assuming makes it a Elite figure. And I'm thinking a 2-pack. What's your thoughts here? I'm thinking an Elite Steiner Brothers 2-pack would sell. They really need, I think you said this, they need a hit. Mattel Creations needs a hit.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is this? They're not doing
the next, like, they're not doing
their next exclusive.
Yeah, the Cody Ultimate, the Logan Ultimate, the next thing they
is
do.
It going to be a pre-order?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm assuming so. Yeah, it's always a
pre-order. I mean, a pre-order like, hey, we already made them, but you're going to order it? Or like, we're only going to make them for...
That I don't know. I don't know that. Yeah. I think, I'm assuming it'll probably be like in the vein of like you wait a year for it or something.
Oh, if it is, if it's something like that,
it's got to be something to knock it out the park. I think Steiner Brothers would be perfect. Either that or like a DX Mike Tyson 2-pack, 3-pack or something. Or it's got to be something that people are going to want, you know, fucking want. Like,
yeah, like you said, it has not been great between losing the Nitro and then Ali still being available.
Yep, that was a gut punch for sure. People did not want that. Obviously, we were thinking it was going to sell in 5 minutes.
Or they just made that many? I'm not sure. I don't know where to.
Yeah, I don't know where to put the blame.
Yeah, I got you.
But any other news that came out this
week? Oh, the retros. The retros went on sale.
Oh, retros did go on sale. Yeah. We can bleed this into weekly purchases because the retros went on sale. I said in our group chat, I'm not ordering these.
Oh, you piece of shit. You're like, I'm not ordering these. I'm going to wait.
That afternoon, it went on sale Tuesday morning. People were getting shipping notifications Tuesday, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So I was like, fuck, I got to order this. This is not, I cannot be, I thought it was going to take a month for people to get it. I ordered this Tuesday around 5 or 6 during my son's awful soccer practice and came here today. Came today. Yeah. I mean, amazing. And I put a tweet out and it's hard to mimic this, what they're doing, but this is perfect. This is how you keep the buzz. You get people excited. They showed this a while ago, right? They showed like...
I think we saw Lawler. So a long, while ago, but then you saw the rest of it at Mania.
Yep, and then we got the pre-order, and now it's here. Like, why can't, if there has to be a wait time, put the wait time on the beginning part, not on the after we order and take my money part.
Correct.
I mean, you've got some stuff ordered from some of these companies before the last Olympics happened. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been a year or
so. I know, I got a package today that I was like...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice, finally. It's just
even Zoe was like, "Didn't you order that like a year ago?" I was like, "Yes."
If she knows that, you know, it's been a long time. Yeah, not to say anything bad about Zoe, but you know, she's not counting the days like we are about stuff.
Yeah,
she's got more important shit to worry about, like running a household. I don't know. It's tough, man. These other companies can't do it, obviously, but I guess they can't make them to order early, you know, because you don't want to get stuck with a bunch of them. But I don't know, man. You gotta speed up these processes because people are dropping out of the game left and right with
This is that's a very good reason to pick this up. Is the speed in which it's like, okay,
yeah,
you know,
that's the only reason I picked it up, because it was going to be here so quick. I mean, I was going to buy it eventually, but I was thinking I'll play the waiting game. They'll show up on ringside. Or it's going to take a while. I mean, a 2-day turnaround for something from Mattel Creations is insane. So
I'm getting itchy already for it.
I haven't even opened it. I don't even know if.
And I want to sell my retros, dude. I don't want these anymore.
I go back and forth every day.
This laptop is sitting on my totes of retros.
Yeah, that is your desk.
That's my desk. That's your
desk. Yep.
Besides the box sets behind me.
I have all of them mint on card and loose. If I did sell one, I don't know which one I would sell. Because I love them loose, but I think value-wise, the mint on card one would probably hold better. You know, it looks cooler. I mean, years from now, you know, if you had a mint on card set of Hasbros, it would have been, you know, I don't know if these will compare to Hasbros. They're more mass-produced, but I don't know. I got them already, so if somebody made me a huge offer for all my mint on card retros, I would take it. I think, did Mike Lanham say he sold, he was doing the same thing. I think he sold his Minton card ones for $3,000 or $4,000 maybe. I'm probably butchering that number, but I think he got some pretty good money for it. I mean, it's a ton of them. It's 90 or so figures, probably more now at this point. With defenders and shit like that, it adds up. So, but yeah, it got here super quick, and you know, that's how you get buzz. That's how you get people excited. You know,
yeah, because that is not something we're accustomed to.
We scrolled back and saw that our buddy Zombie Sailor, who's making the best retro figures in the game, no doubt about it.
Yep,
he previewed. He talked about a Jack Tunney and a Todd Pettengill. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump was the president when that happened.
I don't know about that, but
I think it was.
It's pretty. Yeah.
It was. I think it was around COVID time. We talked about it, right? It was like COVID. It's been a while. It's been 2 years. When was that show we went to? When was that show we went to? With the Jeff Jarrett show?
It was 2 years ago.
That was
because they didn't have it this year.
That was 2021.
And that's it was 2021.
Shit. I think he did that. I think he posted about that before that. I don't know.
No, we pre-ordered because I was like, I hated the idea of. You know, I go to this Baltimore show. This is when I went to a Major Pod Live show. I didn't know anybody. I had spoken to some people online, but I never met, and everybody else only existed like within the Facebook group. Like, so I went, I hopped on a train to Baltimore. I went to the show. Luckily, the Fig Cave adopted me that day.
Hell yeah, we did.
Smart move on you guys, just snatching me up like that.
Yeah, dude.
Free, people didn't know.
Free agent.
I had a hell of a 40 time. And my vert needed some work, but I was catching those passes, dude.
Okay, here it is. Oh, November 2020. I was way off.
Yeah, I just didn't know how much money I was going to spend there. And I was taking the train back to go to a Mets game the next day. I was like, I can't buy this whole set. I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I was like, I guess I'll just buy Matt and Brian and see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
Those are the two I wanted. You know, I don't need the rest.
They're the best. They're awesome. We didn't talk about this in the reveals. There is a 3-pack coming to Sam's Club of basics. It's going to be a Rock, a Cena, and a Roman Reigns. And this is for like, you know, this is the basic of the most basic basics, but good for.
This is the top picks basic 3-pack.
Good basically for people getting into the hobby, you know, parents shopping at Sam's Club or something like that, but.
Yes.
Not anything real collectors need to worry about. So bleeding into weekly purchases, I got my retros here. I also got my Gobbledygooker and Undertaker, which is that Undertaker might be in my top five of best Ultimate Edition figures ever made, dude. It is pretty great. The tan is a little too dark, but other than that, it's a perfect figure.
Now, I offered this to someone in the group, but... Are you open? You obviously opened it to look at the figures, correct?
I did.
There is a crowd shot from that night from Hartford Civic Center.
You might be in there.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my parents did not buy seats that allowed me to be in there, but I will sign it for you.
Oh.
If you send it to me.
Oh, shit.
If you send it to me in a bubble or cardboard, you know, proper mailer, I will sign it, fold it in three, and send it back in a regular envelope. With a single stamp.
Fold it? Wow. Like accordion? Like in three? Wow, that's nice. Just ruin the
value.
Two
to three. I'll see what envelopes I have.
The value of it, yeah.
Yes. If you want my brother and my dad and my uncle to sign it, who are also there, that's $100. That's $100. And they've also never used paint pens, any of them. So, good luck.
This is all over me. What is this shit? Wait, who am I signing this for?
Yeah.
That would be funny.
To Phil.
Keep,
get well soon.
Yeah.
What?
What else was I going to say?
And I'm going to offer this to the whole group. If you guys contact me, I will sign it.
That is very nice of you. But
yeah,
that box,
the Major Pod. If you guys are guys listening, it is going to be a nominal fee.
The Major Pod. I mean, sorry. God damn it. The Ultimate Edition box, the Survivor Series box, is amazing. The art is. I mean, it's huge on the shelf. It's the size of like three full Ultimates because you get a separate box for the egg. You get the Gobbledygooker in there. You get the Undertaker. You get some backdrops. It's a really good value, and it's still
and
available.
They don't fit in Defenders, from what I understand.
Yeah, they are bigger. Are they the size of the original ones though? Do they fit in those Defenders?
No, I guess they're like taller, like completely.
Oh God, Christ.
So yeah, I'm not happy about this.
They're going to have to make Defenders. Oh, I didn't need to talk about that. What's his name on Instagram? Sent me some Defenders. Want to give him a shout out. Collector Pods on Instagram sent me some Defenders, an Ultimate one and an Elite one. So
these like independent, or are they ringside, or are they?
No, they're independent. Let me grab it. Let me grab it real quick. Hold on.
I'm going to open the Survivor Series one because I want to do a little size comparison. Great audio. Visual things on audio podcast. That's what we're doing here.
I don't have any pants on, so I had to do that discreetly. I want to see little Phil. All right, so
Where did you get a green jockstrap? That's what I thought was a weird. Like, it wasn't that you weren't wearing pants. It's a green jockstrap.
It's fake grass. It's AstroTurf. So these came flat. These came shipped flat. This is a Legends figure. It's made. I think this would fit almost any Elite figure. It's kind of like it's a basic rectangle square. It's a nice. It's way. What I like about it, the ringside ones have that base to them where they take up a lot more room on the shelf. They have the hang tag at the top. This did come with a little like J hook you could glue onto the back if you did want to hang this up on a wall. But it's a nice little Defender that he sells them on eBay.
Yeah.
Check him out, Collector Pods. He actually just messaged me to see if I got him. But if you kind of squeeze here, it's a real thin plastic, I will be honest. But if you squeeze here, you cannot bend this. I don't know.
Yeah, the Heroes Hideout ones I have are a little more form-fitting, but they only fit that box.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have any plans to kind of change it. But yeah, it's a little more of a pop protector.
Yeah.
But I think I do like that's going to be more universal for some other stuff.
This is. And like I'm squeezing this as hard as I can on the edges here, and it will not squeeze it in. So that is nice.
We go. This is what it is. See the taker kind of sticking out like maybe a half inch wider.
Okay.
Wow. Same height, but
why did they have to do that?
That's a clown move, guys. What's up?
But there's nothing else in there that would facilitate it maybe to fill up that box?
I think it's for they were trying to match the egg, I'm assuming. I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. I think that's all I got after my big haul last week at TJ Maxx. Now that I'm a Maxinista.
Yeah.
That's about it. Two things. But I've slowed down on my Elites. I think I'm all caught up on the Ultimates. We'll wait and see when that Kurt Angle set gets here. Sure. I got a feeling we've just seen the beginning of reveals as far as stuff from Mattel. I think we're due for some more stuff from them. Because
I think this was just a little. Hey, all out is next weekend. Let's just get a few things in
before Starcast. Let's get some stuff in here.
And let's take some of that pre-order money before they can get it.
Yeah, before they get that John Moxley, you know, one of 2000 or something, whatever the new one is.
Yeah. All right.
Anything else? What's you got more? You got more?
Oh, no. Oh, what did I? I didn't get anything. You've been hogging this whole show, man.
Sorry.
I picked up a Mankind Superstars for $7.
Nice.
That's with a discount. Taker Legends.
Nice. Oh, I did get that too. I don't have it with me, but I got that.
So just to complete that set, and then I also got Gooker and Taker.
Nice.
I wanted this, so I should have bought these when they came out. But I got the Sabotage. I have the Rookie to start. If anybody sees the other two, hit me up. I will PayPal you immediately.
Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys reactions. I should have bought it right away. I'm an idiot. I just didn't. I was short on cash, and then they disappeared.
Those are in the near the Funko section usually at Target?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you see them, you let me know if you see the other guys.
Okay.
The set is very, they're very flippable if you're into that, but... From Figure Collections.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm sure Tommy pushed my order through a little bit quicker. Thanks, Jack.
Oh, nice.
After a long time, I finally have
King Haku. Wow.
Yep. And my dad is going to sign it because this is basically a figure of my dad.
Can you pull? Your dad looks like him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Can you pull up the day that you ordered that? Like what day you ordered?
Oh shit. Yeah, give me a second. And then also I got the Chelsea Green major players.
Nice. Oh, that looks cool.
Yeah. I thought they did a good job with it.
It's a good card. Yeah.
It does not do the shh, as Matt says.
Did not what?
The pointed finger does not do it proper shh.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well.
I have some stuff coming in tomorrow. Oh, and nice. I picked a fantastic cheap eBay purchase, a signed figure that I cannot wait to get. So
nice.
Yeah. Just nobody else is watching the auction.
I almost did that with something. There's a Kurt Angle signed gold medal that there was zero. There was only one bid on till the very end.
Don't worry. There's more coming. They have so many of those. They keep reposting those.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was only $25. I was like, Christina, this autograph costs more than $25. You know, it's, but I don't.
I got a signed Ultimate that I didn't have for inexpensive in the group. And it's like, the guy's signature alone is more than that.
It's insane.
It's small dent though. Small dent. I don't know if you saw it in the group, but
no, I did not.
Yeah. Let me see if this has when I actually purchased it. No, I just have the.
So long ago.
No. Oh wait, was that right? 7/29/22. Oh. 7/29/22, and that was at the end of the pre-order window.
Oh wow.
So yes.
7/22.
July 29th last year.
Wow.
So 13 months since I ordered it.
Over a year.
To not. Any fault of figure collections? No, the Cella. Cella bullshit it, epic yeah. toys thing. Yeah,
no shame in his game. Yeah.
No.
All right, comfort TV shows. I saw yours, but I forget what they were. So reacquaint me.
All right. So right off. So do you want the two automatics, or do you want the three that I had to kind of add in?
Yeah. What's your two automatics?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Workaholics.
I forgot about Workaholics. That is definitely
those can be played anytime, and I can pick up right where it is. I don't need to see it. I know the audio right away. I can tell you exactly what episode it is within 30 seconds of audio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
For both of those shows, I've seen probably up until 4 or 5 seasons ago, every It's Always Sunny, probably for the first 10 or 11 seasons, saw.
I don't watch that show
anymore. 30 times. 30 times each, at least.
I need to watch that show more. I feel like I don't. Every time I watch it, I enjoy it, but I never seem to catch it.
It's hard. It was easy to get people into it, like season 2 or 3, but I think I tried. Like, I had a roommate that was like, oh, I'd like to try watching it, and it was like season 11. He's like, I don't get it.
It's, yeah.
Because they started revisiting some of the old jokes.
Yeah. It's probably
he's so, like, I feel like I'm feel so, like I just so I'm late
deep.
To the party.
Yeah, it's so deep yeah. in now. Yeah, you can't. Okay. You have one of mine on this list, but you haven't gotten to it yet. No.
Office.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Office. How many times have you watched Office beginning to end?
People probably will not believe me. I've probably watched The Office every episode beginning to end 200 times. Probably more than that.
Whoa.
Easily.
Wow.
I mean, I probably watch 3 episodes a night, and I've probably been doing that for the last 5-6 years. Yeah, I mean, it goes pretty quick, you know, and it's just, and I'll just put it on, and I'll put it on whenever. Like, I'll put it on if I'm in my car and I don't have a podcast to listen to. I'll just listen to the audio, or if I'm, like, cooking dinner, my wife's not home, or I'm doing dishes, like, I'm at the house by myself, I'll just throw on a couple episodes. You know, once I'm done, the wife's going to be asleep. I'll put some on right now because I don't feel like getting into anything new or a movie. Like, I can't watch a movie. Yeah,
I agree. I agree. A lot of times I do it just because it's like, I can't get invested.
Yeah.
I've watched Avengers Endgame so many times. I'm like, I love this movie.
And I can
watch anywhere.
Oh, that's a great movie for sure. It's long. But I mean, half the time when I'm watching TV, I'm doing work stuff. I'm doing writing the script for the podcast. You know, updating our Instagram or doing shit. And I can do all that because I've seen these episodes so many times. I know exactly what's going to happen. But yeah. Now on Peacock, they've added like 5 minutes to every episode, like a super cut of stuff that's been cut out.
Don't tell me this. Which
is great. No, it's great. And they've only done like select episodes, but they keep adding more. So then I keep watching those, and it gives it a whole new lease on life.
We should do a poll of everybody's favorite cold open.
Oh yeah,
The Office. That was one of the things I loved the cold open so much. But it's strictly a cold open. It has nothing to do with the rest of the episode. But
yeah,
how many of those were you like, oh, I wish they explored this more?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they could have just done a whole episode on this joke here. Yeah. All right, so that's your number three is number one for me. But keep going, your other two.
I'm gonna forget the last Prison Break is. I probably watched beginning to end a dozen times.
Wow.
I think the first season is so good. Second season's pretty good. Third, not so great. Fourth is a piece of shit. But the reboot, I like enjoyed the 10 episode reboot a lot.
Oh yeah.
It was like kind of modernized people? Version. Yeah. They brought everybody came back. Teabag, Theodore Bagwell is one of the best. It didn't deserve his own show. Is one of the best characters, side characters of any TV show ever. Nice. Just so unappreciated.
I never watched it, but I always remember seeing commercials for it and stuff.
What's my last one?
Oh, I just had it here. Damn it. Oh, Cobra Kai.
Oh, yes. I've watched Cobra Kai probably a dozen times, all those episodes. Same as Glow.
Those are easy episodes to watch, man.
Yeah.
Just fly.
Yeah, very, very by. Consumable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good show. Before I get in, I'll do mine. Office number one.
Yep.
Family Guy. Impractical Jokers are probably the top three. So on and Shark Tank, I have on mine too.
Three hotel room shows for me.
Hotel
like
room.
I always talk about I don't know anybody else. Like if you're getting ready,
yeah,
it's like you don't know the channels, but you're like, oh, cool, whatever. American Pickers, I'll let it run.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good.
And
one.
That's how 90% of people have heard of Elephant Trunk.
Yep. Yeah.
The flea market. They're like, oh, I saw it in Pickers. Like, yeah. But Shark Tank, same things. That it's just like I just let it run. I don't care if I see the end. I'll see a pitch or two. Good.
As I was saying, Monday nights Raw's on, Monday Night Football's on, but then also TBS TNT will have Family Guy, Practical Jokers, Comedy Central will have The Office. So I'll have like five shows to choose from at any one point. I love Impractical Jokers. I laugh every episode. I don't people that don't like it. I just can't. Fathom it. I mean, it's like not like clean cut humor. I mean, it's also they're not like making fun of people. It's not like a Jackass type of thing, which I don't mind when people get made fun of. But it's just the humor they use. It's just like a perfect it's if it was like unrated like on HBO, it wouldn't be as funny because it just doesn't need like anything else. Shark Tank just because it's an easy watch. I can watch it with the wife, and it's like it's interesting.
I love the Instagram cuts where it's like the little kid pitching something. You're like, you're a thief. You're a piece of garbage. Oh! I'm out.
Yeah. It's great. Family Guy, of course. I mean, that's always on. The newer episodes are better. I think it just gets better. The older ones are just the same thing with Simpsons. I was going to put Simpsons on here. I used to rewatch that all the time, but I haven't watched that show in so long. It's probably on season 30 something now. After the 10th season, I'm out. I don't after like 2005 or six.
I'm gonna say that this about both those shows. It's like it's funny because like after I got back from Hawaii, which is for grad school, which is like 2005, I worked at Best Buy, and there'd always be sales of like Family Guy DVD volumes one through and these seasons. And I was like, I gotta get these.
Yeah.
Because how else am I ever gonna watch these? Like this. I don't know if the sale's gonna last forever. Yeah. What if these aren't on sale? What if these sell out and I can never get this? Because you're used to VHSs that it was like they were limited.
Yep.
You couldn't just order anything. You know how long it took me to get Transformers the movie, like to dub a tape?
Yeah.
You know.
And you couldn't just watch it whenever you wanted. You couldn't even think of Fathom like a streaming service.
Correct. And now it's like, oh my God, thank God I don't own every Family Guy DVD.
Yeah. When I go to thrift stores with my wife, there's always 24, the show 24. The Office, Simpsons, the series like DVD box,
CSIs, definitely CSIs,
tons of CSIs. Yep. My last one is Modern Family, which is a good like family comedy. It's well written. It's good, funny jokes. I mean, it's I don't know, easily snackable.
No, I really enjoyed it. I think when I kind of moved to this area, I kind of drifted away from it.
Yeah,
because that cable was always inconsistent. It wasn't like I was just like I can stream. Why would I pay for cable?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
But I realized how many shows I like lost out on.
Let me go through some of these other names here on our list that that commented. Jeffrey Guyton says Boy Meets World, DuckTales. Wow. Okay. He's going throwbacks here. Mitch Craig, friend of the podcast. Silicon Valley was the show that I liked. Schitt's Creek was the show that I always enjoy, but I never really.
Everybody's telling me I need to, and it seems like a show that I would really like. I just have not.
I've seen like four episodes, and they're all hilarious, but I've just never dived into it completely. Another show I've never dived into, Lord Michael Melton, Trailer Park Boys. People always tell me to watch that show.
Oh, I get sent clips that all the time. Like, they're like, you remember this episode? I'm like, no, I don't. Never but it looks funny.
Yep. How I Met Your Mother, Joshua Ellis. Never really. I watched that a little bit back in the early days.
I tried, but it was like, I think it was a couple seasons late that I was like, I don't get this.
A little too forced for me. Our buddy Mike Lanham, Entourage, Friday Night Lights, The Office, Schitt's Creek, and Arrested Development. Never got into Arrested Development.
I would join in on Friday Night Lights, but I was late to the party on that. I had a roommate that was like, he's like, you don't watch this? And it was probably the last three seasons I watched. I think it was like Tim Riggins' senior year. Like, that's when I started watching. And I was I get it. I get it now. And I've gone back and I've watched. I definitely did the whole purge. And I was like, oh, that's okay. So Jason Street did play. Okay.
Benny Hopper has a show on here I'd never heard of called Tanked. I don't know what that is. Tanked?
Nope.
Okay. I have to look that up. John James, our brother up in the Boston area.
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Yeah. Same shit. Yeah. John James, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Home Improvement, and Family Matters. He's going some TGIF throwbacks there. Love it.
This guy's a big ABC fan.
Yeah. What else here? Oh, Stephen Odette said WWE Divas. Is that still available to watch?
Total Divas?
I guess he means
Total. I mean, some form.
Maybe he means Total Divas. He just said WWE Divas, but it must be. I mean, that's. And then our buddy Chad Miller says Martin. Awesome show. Carmichael Show. I've never seen that. King of Queens. Okay. I can get behind that. That's a funny ass show. TJ Makia says Supernatural. Makio. And our buddy Chris Matthews says Big Bang Theory, Bob's Burgers. Never seen either of those. Impractical Jokers, of course. Oh, Batman the Animated Series. Man, that show. Every day after school, watch that shit. Every day.
See, I think that's that small age gap between us. That 1 year age gap where I was like, I was Chipmunks. I love the Chipmunks. I love the Chipmunks. What was the show? Oh, I was the nerd that got into Power Rangers. Like, I was like, I'm too old for this shit. But somebody brought all the Zords. Like, a cousin brought all the Zords on a camping trip, and I was like, oh,
this is awesome.
It's like Voltron, but better. Not as shit. Not all fucking lions. I get it.
Great question. I forget who.
And Conan the Adventurer was the one that was the big cartoon I liked.
Conan the Adventurer. I don't remember. Yeah. That. Interesting.
Back to Mike's dude. I tried to watch Entourage with Zoe, and that just is not like it's. I'm not trying to be woke in any way, but it is like it's up. Way too. Yeah.
I never really got into it. It just felt like it was constantly. Every episode was like, oh no! Like he gets like a break, and then something happens. I'm like, oh my god!
I thought it was really well done until the final season, where it was just like, padding everything. It's like, oh, even our driver owns a $1 billion tequila company now. Like, it's like, okay, all right, we're all doing good now. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, very realistic.
Perfect.
So yeah, we're heading into September here. Almost spooky season. Another month or so until spooky season. I think we should start doing some. Are you a scary movie guy? No.
We tried this last year.
We did try it. It did fail miserably. We got to do something different.
Really quick. Sorry. You know what I just watched? That I was a recommendation. I had to power through the first episode. But if you are one of those people that watches Ted Lasso and you did not cancel your Apple TV, because you're just too lazy. Silo. I don't know if you'll recognize anybody in there besides Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, wow.
And Common. Common's also in it.
Common.
Oh, it is fucking awesome.
Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
dystopian.
It is fucking awesome. Yeah.
This ruined and toxic future. A community exists in a giant underground silo that plunges hundreds of stories deep. There are people who live in a society full of regulations they believe are meant to protect them. Okay.
It's one of those shows, like, right away, like, as soon as they're like, okay, they live underground, there's a whole world. It's, and you think of, like, the island or all these, you know, like, that terrible, what was it, Ewan McGregor or that movie? Or
yeah.
Was it Ewan McGregor?
Oh, The Island, yeah.
Or or those types of movies, you're like, okay, so that what's the spin going to be? Because clearly they're not really on an island or going to an island. Like,
yeah.
who's the controller? Who's the mastermind here? So it's just, like, unveiling, like, it's, like, peeling back the layers. It is just... Yeah,
is this on? I'm into that. On season one? Has it only been one season?
They just finished season one, so with the strike, we should see season two around 2026.
Oh, geez, yeah, true.
That's my great casualty, dude. We lost Glow because the fucking pandemic killed Glow, and now the strike is going to kill even more shows.
Yeah, I mean, I am worried about, like, what's going to come out in the next, because right now they have stuff to put out, but what's going to happen to movie theaters if there's nothing else to put?
Maybe. Oh yeah, they just kind of figured out a little formula, and now it's going to be gone again.
I did see. I don't know who posted this, but I think they're going to rerun the Dark Knight movies, like in the theaters for like another week, like a special week or two or a month. Or
something. Oh really?
Yeah. That would be cool to do. Like do like a Marvel marathon in like the Cinemark or something theaters, and just do like a week long thing of like just run the movies like back to back, and people can stay there and watch like, you know, two or three.
I don't even know if you do it back to back. Like if you did a weekly movie, like so if it was you did all the Avengers, but if you did them like chronological order,
oh dude,
or however you want to do it, or cinematic, you know,
you could buy a
but
pass,
if it was like
buy a pass,
yeah, every Friday buy a pass, yeah,
that would be cool. It'd be cool to see some of those movies like in the theater. I still need to see Oppenheimer in the theater. I don't want to wait till it comes out at home to see it. It probably won't be the same. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Are they going to do that tomorrow or go to Attorney of Dreams? Because no working for daddy tomorrow. First day.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for, Attorney of Dreams?
Nothing. I just like to go and peruse. Just do a little perusing, you know, see what they got.
Well, you got the whole rest of the mall. That's very fun.
Yeah, the rest of the mall is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a fountain that's no water in it. Got an old JCPenney's with some homeless dudes.
A GameStop that even Mike was ashamed to walk into.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. You guys can find us on Twitter at Cave Fig. It's The Fig Cave on Instagram. If you want to support the show, check out our Patreon or the Run-In Patreon, actually. It's patreon.com/run-in-pod. It's $1 per month to get access to our Facebook group. Where you can buy, sell, and trade figures from us. Also see our unboxings, see our live fig hunts, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, just like the comfort food, comfort TV show discussion, we do that quite a bit in there. Just non-off-topic wrestling stuff, just kind of hanging out and chatting, you know, living the life. But we appreciate you guys supporting us, downloading and listening and giving us reviews on iTunes. We appreciate it. I keep saying Twitter, but it's X now. I don't really care, Nick. But
why didn't he just make his own app?
I don't know.
Why did you buy Twitter and change the name? Why did you just make your own app, bro?
Well, what was the reason to change the name? I don't even understand. What's the name change?
I think it was. Well, I mean, there's a whole story with Jerry Padour about how he tried to buy X.com. I guess Jerry Padour basically bought the other 25 letters.
Oh,
really? At some point. And he wanted to buy X, and he offered him this money, and Elon Musk was like, nope. So he just has been sitting on X.com for years.
Who, Elon Musk has?
Yeah. Wow. Nope. Oh, yeah, and he just never did anything with it, and now he's got a reason to use it. But I don't know if changing Twitter to X was like, it's a hell of a way to fit your mold. It's like,
oh, what's W.com? Let's see. WeightWatchers.com. There's no W.com.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like redirects or how it works.
They're just dead links, probably. But yeah. Somebody probably owns them. Yeah.
The and I did. I swear, I'm going to do a room tour. I bought a or not bought. I am being gifted an actual handheld thing, so it's not my shaky hand like walking around the room.
Oh, nice! That is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I
didn't. Then I'll have the same gentleman edit it for me.
Okay, that's good. Let's check I'm on GoDaddy. Let's go see if nickthompson.com is available. Nickthompson.com. Let's redirect
it. It could be owned by the golfer or the UFC fighter or there's a writer.
It's not available.
The other kid in my town. Who else?
I did have another purchase. I've been looking for a bike to ride with my son because I want to just get out and get off my fat ass. And I just miss riding a bike. Just loved it as a kid. I haven't ridden a bike in like 20 years. So I've been looking and I was like, man, I don't need anything like high tech. One of the bike shops in my town was trying to sell me, this is entry level. This is $1,200. I was like, I'm not fucking spending $1,200 on a bike to ride around on the concrete suburbs. I'm not going off-roading. So I was looking at this Walmart brand is like $300. It was actually pretty well reviewed on like some of the YouTube videos. And then I go over into my neighbor's house across the street. Brought him some beer or something. I gave him something. And he's like, yeah, I'm just fixing up this old bike. I don't need it. I got a new mountain bike. I'm just going to sell it, you know, so... so, $100 I was trying to get for it. I was like, dude, I need a bike. I'll take it. So, he sold me his bike. I've been riding it like every night.
You got him down to 95. Nice job.
I was like, shit. I was looking at $400 for a Walmart Ozark Trail fucking Walmart off brand. And this thing is, I guess it's a good brand. It's Giant. It's a Giant brand bike.
Nice.
But it's good. And I've been riding around with Nash. We've been getting out and doing it and been sweating my ass off, but it's been great. I mean,
how's the legs? How's it like relearning to ride a bike? Like, it's not like you forgot, but
no, it is.
There's some mechanics in there that you haven't used in a while.
It is interesting. When I was a kid, I just had like Huffies. I never had a bike with like any kind of like speed, like, what do you call them? Not speeds, but
the gauges.
Gauges, yeah. So I was like over. We went rode around the neighborhood. I was like, I don't know what to do. And like one of Nash's friends, like, you never had a bike with a speed. I was like, dude, sorry, man, I never had that. So I
mean, so after throwing him in the bushes, I figured out how to use it.
It does make it a lot easier when you're going uphill. But yeah, I mean, my ass is just sore as shit. Somebody's gonna clip that sound bite. God damn it. That's the only thing that hurts. My legs. I'm not out of breath after I ride, but the seat is very uncomfortable. My hindquarters, but I've talked to somebody that said that's probably normal for not having ridden a bike for a long time. Just have to like take a day off in between and keep riding. So, but yeah, loving it. So
We did that in Hawaii the year I was there. The Super Bowl is on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, yeah. So we drank all the beer 3 hours before the game started. We were just like, it was 8 o'clock. Let's have our breakfast.
Oh my god!
Nobody would take us to the packet to the grocery store for more beer.
Oh no!
So we pumped up the tires and the three bikes, the three mountain bikes, and we rode about 3/4 mile to the grocery store, carried 30 packs on our bikes back.
Awesome! Yeah,
you haven't ridden in a while. It is. It's not. You know. It's a workout.
Yeah, I'm just worried. My streets, you've been on my street. I have a busy street here in my neighborhood, but we try to ride in like some of the offside, the side streets. And, my neighborhood goes off in all these other courts and stuff like that. So just worried. I have to like, kind of watch him because my son's not the best on a bike yet, but getting better. So,
yeah,
it's cool. So that's another weekly purchase, but we'll see if we can shed a little LBs. Now that it's cooled down a little bit, it'd be nice, you know?
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. We will be back here next week. We will have a special guest. I don't know who yet, but they'll be special. They will be special. We'll take some more questions from you guys. And if you have some comfort TV shows you want to share with us, hit us up on social media. And that's it for me. You guys have a great weekend. Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? We got any plans Labor Day?
No. I don't think so.
No,
I'm sure I'm supposed to do something that I'm completely forgetting about right now.
Zoe's yelling at the radio right now.
I think I'm going to try to go to Victory Road next week, though, the Impact pay-per-view.
Okay. I thought that was a...
That's only like right over the border into New York, so...
It sounds like a store that sells cowboy boots or something, Victory Road. But that's White Plains, New York?
Yeah. That's cool. I'll get you a t-shirt and some jerky at Victory Road.
Give me a top hat. That'd be cool. That's their 1,000th show too.
I guess that's the next day, but I have neighborhood picnic that they asked me to bring my pizza oven and fire up pizzas for 50 people.
Wow, only 50 people? That won't take all day.
Can we buy dough from a store? Because I'm not doing that. I'm not making dough for 50 people.
Aldi's actually has pretty good pizza dough. And like the
it is very highly very popular in the Uni community.
What, the pizza dough at Aldi?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, good to know.
And actually, it's actually cooked. It cooks really well, like on the hot and the 800 degree oven. So.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Nice. Shout out to Aldi. They're not even a sponsor. Yeah. Well, usually make your dough. That's time consuming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, sauce, dough, I'll shred cheese, everything.
Just do some boboli. Do some boboli in there.
Oh, dude, that thing would char bad.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, it would just be black in seconds.
My parents loved some boboli when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh my god. All right. Well, let's end it on the boboli note. Can't go
anywhere. I'm not a richer like yourself.
Can't go up anywhere up from there. But stay classy, guys. Have a safe and healthy weekend, holiday weekend here. Be careful. If you drink too much, get somebody to drive your ass or use Uber.
And, yeah. Wash those hands.
Yeah, wash those hands, guys. We'll talk to you soon. See you.
Later.